If you want to watch a movie this weekend or get stuck into some TV or music, I've got the segment for you. And as always, our entertainment guru, Wayne Massingham, has been scouring cinemas and streaming services for his 4x2 entertainment reviews. 4 reviews, 2 minutes each. Wayne joins me now. Wayne, how are you this morning?
I'm good, Steph. How are you going?
Yeah, very good. We got through it after some technical difficulties with the phones here in the studio. Everything's beautiful and brand new in these studios, apart from the phones, which look like they're from the movie Argo or something like that. Those big old grey, clunky studio phones. Anyway, we got there. You've been obviously out and about seeing movies, watching TV and listening to music. Let's get straight into it, Wayne. What have you got for your first review?
Yeah, no problem. First up is a movie saw last week. It's absolutely wonderful. It's called Collective. This is a devastating documentary about fraud and tragic human loss. It documents the fire that happened in 2015 in Bucharest in Romania at the Collective nightclub, which is a tragic event, killed 27 people. But the tragedy went further after that when 37 more people died afterwards in hospital, mainly through infection, which was obviously a national scandal. There was a journalist, Kathleen Tollentham from the Gazette, who sort of led the charge to uncover this this tragedy. And it turned out like there was disinfectants that had been used at the hospital for years that were diluted to make money, I guess, to save money for the big pharma that were supplying it. And as this documentary goes on, it just uncovers a raft of fraud across the whole health system in Romania. And it's just very, very tragic. And you learn a lot about how these burn units that all of these patients were in were just very unclean, unsafe, and it tragically cost a lot of lives. So this is a really, really powerful documentary. It's nominated for Best Documentary at this next week's Academy Awards. I'm assuming it's favoured to win because it is completely outstanding. And it's also a great testament to the power of journalism and how important it is to uncover these the fraud and the corruption that's endemic. So this is a wonderful film. It's a bit of a tough watch, but it's a vital documentary.
Wow, sounds fantastic. When was this fire, Wayne?
2015.
Yeah, okay, right. Interesting. Yeah, I've not heard of it.
Yeah, no, I hadn't until, I was reading about the film and everything. So I guess Romanian news probably doesn't carry as far as, the things in Western Europe or America. But this was a huge national scandal, and the amount of corruption from the top in the government down is quite confounding and tragic for all the people involved. So I think there was fault initially, even in the fire, but the more tragic events were the people who were in hospital and dying because of cutting corners and saving money and unsafe conditions is very tragic.
Yeah, wow. Sounds fascinating. Okay, what's the next review?
Oh, and I should quickly say that is only showing at the Bendy in Newtown. So it's the only cinema in Sydney showing it. So if you want to see it, go and support the Bendy in Newtown.
Yeah, good idea. Just up the road from our studios here.
Yeah. Number two is a really wonderful show I've just watched recently called Lupin. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing it correctly. It's a French Netflix series. There was only 5 episodes. It's sort of been delivered in 2 parts. So there's 5 episodes of up there on Netflix, and the other 5 are coming, I think, in the middle of the year. This is sort of a mystery thriller, really wonderful. It's inspired by the early 20th century literary character Arsène Lupin, who apparently there were a lot of books written about him over 100 years ago. He was a master thief. And this follows a man called Hassane Diop, played by Omar Sy, who sort of follows in his footsteps. His family immigrated from Senegal, and his father was accused of a crime many years ago when he was young. So he's always had this grown-up revenge on the family that accused him of the crime. So it's a bit of a thriller. He's a jewel thief. He's sort of a bit more robbing from the rich, I guess. So he's sort of a little bit of a Robin Hood character. And it's so well constructed, this show. It sort of has many twists and turns. Has elements of surprise and shock and just very, very, very entertaining. And Omar Sy as Diop is wonderful. So it's Lupin, L-U-P-I-N. So 5 episodes now and 5 more in a few months.
Wow, sounds great. And that's on Netflix.
That's on Netflix, yeah. Very entertaining show.
Great, sounds good. I'll be sure to check that one out. That sounds sounds like a good entertaining. Yeah, sometimes you know you don't want anything too heavy, so something like that's great.
No, no, it's a crime really mystery. Well made.
Yeah,
yeah, very, very well made. Very entertaining.
Cool. All right, and what's the next one, Wayne?
Number 3 is an album by one of my all-time favorite musicians. This is the new album from Spencer Krug, and it's called Fading Graffiti. Now, Spencer Krug is a bit of an icon for me. He was a founding member still of Wolf Parade. He also has recorded under Sunset Rubdown with some amazing albums. And then lately is Moonface. But he's dropped the Moonface character, and it's the first time he's put an album out just under his name. Interesting enough, over the last couple of years, he sort of went into a different way of releasing music. Obviously, pandemic affected, but also maybe trying to have total control. So he released a lot of songs over the last couple of years on a Patreon page, which I became a member of. So you could pay for the songs, and he basically recorded a lot of piano ballads with the intention at some point to get together in a studio with a band and put a selection of them into an album. This is the result. So this was recorded in his home province of British Columbia with a full band, 11 songs in total. And if you're sort of familiar with the music of Spencer, Wolf Parade, Sunset Rubdown, it's those really grand indie sounds, intricate lyrics, and unusual song structures. This is a beautiful album. It's probably a little bit more toned down some of his previous efforts, but it's just really great. With great guitar, great lyrics, his unique voice, and it's all self-released. So if you want to buy it, and you can get it from his Bandcamp, or you can order vinyl from his own website. So he's doing it all by himself.
Wow. It's an approach that some artists are taking these days, which is fascinating. I suppose, you know, with the way that the music industry is working, everyone's sort of experimenting with different ways of releasing music and making money.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, getting away, I guess, in from labels. And obviously, it's especially with the pandemic, trying to make ends meet even further. And obviously without being able to, although touring is sort of starting to creep back up again. But, yeah, it's a way, I guess, of controlling it and not having money go here everywhere while you're trying to make a career as a musician.
Yeah. No, it's an interesting one. We'll see how it plays out. All right, what's the final review this morning, Wayne?
Final Up is a TV show just watched recently, another, I guess, a documentary series, this one. It's called Murder on Middle Beach. This is another great HBO production, so it's all available here on Foxtel. It's a 4-part documentary. A young filmmaker called Madison Hamburg returns to his hometown, ironically called Madison, in Connecticut. It's to piece together the murder of his mother, Barbara, who was murdered back in 2010, and he's about 18, and it's never been solved, the murder. So this 4-part documentary goes into him over quite a few years, interviewing a lot of family members, friends, and trying to get to the bottom of the murder. Obviously, I won't reveal how it sort of ends, but the fascinating thing about this show for me was more about the personal journey rather than the murder itself. So he gets to, I guess, know more about his mother and his father, finds out a lot of, I wouldn't say dark secrets, but a lot of issues that his mum had with alcoholism, and that his father had with a lot of shady business dealings, which he also becomes a bit of a suspect in the investigation. So it is a true crime, I guess, drama. But I think the difference here is this is a really personal journey with the son investigating it. But I said the best part of it is more the personal journey of him learning more about his family and his mother and his father especially.
Fantastic. That one sounds great as well. What's that one available on?
That's on Foxtel, yeah.
Foxtel.
Four episodes, all to HBO, all on Foxtel.
Fantastic. Wayne, thank you so much. That's all we've got time for this morning, but fantastic 4x2 as always.
No problem, Steph. Speak to you later.
All right, speak to you next week. Thank you, Wayne.